It's time for Power Play, the new and exciting game sweeping the country. Brought to you by Laura B's Restaurant in Milton. Great steaks, seafood, and grass-fed burgers with family-friendly prices.
Get some time. Slow down here.
Can I make fun of him about something else?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he's got to answer the phones.
Yes. And he had to do
Did you hear who he said the Lake Monsters were playing today?
I have no idea.
He said they were playing College Town. That's not a team. It's State College. State College is on the campus of Penn State. It's State College, the Spikes. They're an affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Lake Monsters GM Joe Dowd is right by us right now. And he looks at us and goes, who the heck is College Town? And you know, it's nobody. Jason's got a lot to do today. He's got to answer the phones.
You're quite the big shot.
In Ithaca.
Yeah, you're quite the big shot talking to all your TV friends.
Well, Ken Drake of NBC5.
Hey, Brady, how you doing? Nobody says hello to me. How you doing, Brady?
That's because it's funny.
Come on, TV Brady. Come on, TV Brady. No one says, come on, TV Arnie. I don't understand that.
You know why they know me? Is because
I don't know.
Number one, I talk to them when we're out. Number two, they see me setting up things, and they appreciate hard work.
I'm there, too, watching.
Yeah.
I'm there, too, watching. Invite Arnie on TV, for crying out loud. Who's all your TV people out here? Any of the weather people out here?
Tom Mesner, NBC5. He's okay. Here. He's down there with Kendrick.
Sunny and nice today, 75. I just did your job, Tom.
With a slight wind.
Yeah, slight wind.
We can see based on the American flag here in center field.
By the way, I want to say this for the wiffle ball game. Wind blowing slightly out the center field, Brady. I'm going to have to go deep on this.
You're going to have to go deep, though. You're going to have to go to the deepest part of the park.
Yeah, that's, I'm a little worried. By the way, it's 94 feet to left field.
Yeah, but you got the high wall.
Got the high wall, 115 to left center. 128 to what, right center?
That's dead center.
Dead center, and 115 down the right field line. So I'm going to try to hit the Green Monster. I'm going to have to bat right-handed on this. All right, it is time for Power Play, the new and exciting game sweeping the country. Why do we have a line open at 802-655-6672, 655-6672? Let me go ahead and give you the three possible answers. In honor of the Red Sox-Yankees series, Brady... Wait a minute, what are you doing with the music?
No, we got to do the buzzer thing first.
Yes, slow down here. In honor of the Yankee-Red Sox series, the three possible answers, Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, or both. Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, or both. So, Brady, if I asked you, this guy played for both the Yankees and the Red Sox at one point, you would say...
Babe Ruth.
Oh, you are so good at this game.
I've never missed a question.
You are so good at this game. Jason Spitty, so I'll ask you again, if this guy's nickname was Teddy Ballgame, you would say who?
Ted Williams.
You are so good at this game. If I said this guy was a baseball player, you would say?
Both.
Okay, people, that's how easy it is. Ted Williams, Babe Ruth,
and please,
or both.
Do the, if you get it wrong, you'll
yes,
hear this.
Yes, I'm going to do this right now. So, we will ask you a question. You get that question wrong, you'll hear this. And we move on. If you come on there, you go, wait a minute, you're going too fast, you'll still hear this. And we move on. If you go, wait a minute, you got question four wrong, you're probably right. We don't care, though, you'll hear this. And we move on. If you get a question right, we ask you another. If you get all 10 questions right, you get that $25 gift certificate to our friends from Laura B's. And I'll even sweeten the pot because I don't even know the lines are full or not. If you're the first caller in and you get them all right, I will give you a $100 gift certificate to our friends at Laura B's. Can you have anything to sweeten the pot? Do we have any other tickets?
I got some Lake Monster tickets.
Boom! Boom!
Lake and Dunkin' Donuts tickets. Gift cards.
All that for the first person. If you're the first person in and you get them all right, you will get the Laura B's $100 gift card. Brady will throw in the Lake Monster tickets and the Dunkin' Donut tickets. If not, we'll give you the $25 gift certificate to our friends at Laura B's. Do we have a line open? Do we have a line open, Jason? Jason must be answering the phone.
Must be answering phones.
Right, because I can't. He doesn't.
You know what's great?
Yeah.
Is people here who have never seen us out in public for the first time that are just
going.
Hey,
you guys going,
want to play? Yes. We want to play. Who's first up?
Let's go to Jack in Essex.
So without further ado, it is time for Power Play. All right, Jack in Essex. Jack, are you ready for Power Play?
Yes, sir.
What are the three answers, Jack?
George Herman Ruth, Ted Williams, and both.
George Herman Ruth, he says. Yeah,
well, he's confidence level very high when he's throwing in the middle names there. All right, here we go. Had a career batting average over 340.
Ted Williams.
No. That opens up a line.
I wonder if I, Jason, did I leave you the questions? Do you have any idea what's right and wrong?
Yeah, I got the questions.
All right, good.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, my good. Two lines open.
I'm just going to start going up to people here at the Travis Roy Foundation and saying who wants to play.
You know what? I mean, come on. I know we moved the game up. And I know you look. It's always funny when I have to increase the Laura B's gift certificate. Right? I said $100 to the first person. The second person, $75 gift certificate to our friends at Laura B's if you get all 10 questions right. Right now at 802-655-6672, 655-6672. And Brady will still throw in the Lake Monster tickets.
Yes.
And the Dunkin' Donut gift card. Brady.
And since the GM of the Lake Monster's here, maybe we could go find him and try to find some other things from the prize closet at the Lake Monster.
655-6672. Look, I know we put this on you guys early, and usually you wait till like about 5:30. But we had to get it in early. Do we have another person up there, Jason? Jason's answering the phone.
Yes, that means that's good, though. That's a good sign.
Take your time. Answer the phones. Jump on in.
Tom and Shelburne.
Tom, are you ready for power play?
I am.
What are the two answers, Tom? Three answers, excuse me.
Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, both.
I don't know. Confidence level very low with Tom.
Look.
Beggars can't be choosers.
With the new time, we can't beg.
Had a career batting average over 340.
Oh,
he got that right. I loved it. Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Ted Williams.
No, he got that one wrong. And I let him think about that like it was the final Jeopardy question, to be honest with you. He thought about that for a long time, and he still got it wrong. And when you ask that question, it's only 50-50, because you know it's not both.
And let's get the music, Jason.
Yes, Will in Williston. Will, are you ready for power play?
I am.
What are the three answers, Will?
Williams, Ruth, or both?
Had a career batting average over 340.
Both.
Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
William.
No.
We just said that. As you always say, when the guy before you gets it wrong, don't come on and ask and give the same answer.
I would mix it up on that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of a hint. The answer to question two is not Williams. Is that a hint? Is that a good hint?
That's a good hint and an accurate one.
It might not give away the answer. But that's a pretty fair hint. 802.
You know what's funny?
655-6672.
Is that you always say, oh, we can do this for... Well, hold on one second, Jason. We can do this for an hour, you always say. We'll never get... Now we can actually do it for an hour.
We can do this for an hour. Nobody's going to... Who is this up from, Jason? Rick?
Rick in Waterbury, I think.
Rick, are you ready for power play? Oh, Rick.
Yeah.
Are you ready for power play?
Yeah.
What are the three answers, Rick?
Ted Williams, Dave
Ruth, or Bo. Oh, confidence level extremely low.
Yep, confidence level's low.
Negative two out of one from ten. Negative two. Had a career batting average over 340.
Oh.
Had a higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Babe Ruth.
There we go.
Is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Ted Williams. Both.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
No.
Oh,
you don't get two chances.
Let me check with the judges. The judges. Judges, can we get a ruling on that, please? Oh, I'm sorry. The judges are very strict about giving two or three possibly answers in one sitting. 802-655-6672. You would think this would be up a lot of people's alleys because we have Yankee fans.
Let's go Red Sox. That's why I did it.
You guys are ready.
Let's go to Colt in Colchester. Colt, are you ready for power play?
I am.
When Jason gives us a little music, we'll get at it. Give me the three possible answers.
Williams, Ruth, or both?
Confidence level kind of high.
I like Colt. I like Colt Brennan back in the day.
Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Ruth.
Had a career batting average over 340.
Both.
Is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Both.
Served as a manager after he was done playing.
Both.
No, not every answer is both.
You know, can you rank your Colts? We got Colt and Colchester. We got four Colts.
Yes.
Colt and Colchester.
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy, the Indianapolis Colts.
Colton Wesson.
Colt Brennan and Colt 45.
What about Colton Wesson?
Or the Astros uniforms.
Yeah. The minor league team, right? Or are you talking about the beer?
I was talking about the beer.
Oh, I thought there's a minor league team called the Colt 40-something.
Well, the Astros jerseys used to be the Colt. They used to be the Houston Colt 45s.
There you go. There you go.
Colchester, I'm putting above.
Jason, anybody else on the line, or is everybody pretty much giving up?
John in
destroyed
Essex.
Everybody. John in Essex. John, are you ready for power play?
Yes, I am.
What are the three answers, John?
Williams, Ruth, both.
Oh, I like John.
Oh, I do like John. Oh, confidence level. High it's ever been in like a month and a half. Had a career batting average over 340.
Both.
Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Ruth.
Is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Both.
Served as a manager after he was done playing.
Williams.
There you go.
Born in the month of August.
Williams.
Wife's name is Helen.
Ruth.
Failed to get 3,000 hits in his career.
Ruth.
I knew it. I knew the wording would get him there.
Oh, yes, you did.
I was waiting for it.
I was actually thinking about that, too, as I was reading it. I'm like, oh, I read that right. How about that?
Cash me outside.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, Brady got you on that one. 802-655-6672.
Well, we got a caller, but Jason doesn't know his name.
But Jason forgot his name. Mr. I forgot your name in Vermont. Who is this?
Trip in Burlington?
Trip, yes. Trip in Burlington. Trip, what are the three possible answers?
Ruth, Williams, both.
All right. Ruth, I like him.
Ken Drake of NBC5 just came by and said he loves this game.
Oh, he didn't say hi to me?
He was looking at you, but you weren't looking at him.
Put me on TV, please. Put me on TV.
All right, Tripp.
Here we go. Had a career batting average over 340.
Both.
Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Ruth.
Is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Both.
Served as a manager after he was done playing.
Williams.
Born in the month of August.
William.
Wife's name is Helen.
William.
No.
Somebody just got that one right. As you always say, now we're going backwards.
Helen Williams? That doesn't even sound right. If I didn't know the answer, I wouldn't have guessed that one, you know? Jeez. 802-655.
How many more you want to take?
6672 until like 10 o'clock tonight. 802.
Until the lights come on.
Until the lights come on. 802. Who in South Burlington?
John.
John in South Burlington. John, are you ready for power play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What are the three answers, John?
Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, or both?
Had a career batting average over 340.
Both.
Is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Both.
Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Babe Ruth.
Served as a manager after he was done playing.
Ted Williams.
Born in the month of August.
Ted Williams.
Wife's name is Helen.
Babe Ruth.
Failed to get 3,000 hits in his career.
Both.
Oh!
He got it.
Had more career hits.
Babe Ruth.
Ooh.
Question 9. You didn't put the answer for question 9.
Well, I know what it is.
Wore a number in the single digits.
Ted Williams.
Come on. We're gonna, it looks like you and I are going to be going to Laura B's again this weekend.
Wow, you got all the way to number 9. Now you guys know all the answers.
So let's just take one more then.
Yeah, we should have a winner. Next Waterbury. One should be a winner. Who's in Waterbury?
Ray.
Ray in Waterbury. Ray, are you ready for power play?
Yeah, we'll try it.
What, you just heard all the answers, Ray.
I was on the phone, so I didn't hear him.
What are the three answers?
Ruth, Williams, or both?
That's right. Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, or both. Had a career batting average over 340.
Both.
Had the higher percentage of votes for the Hall of Fame.
Babe Ruth.
Is in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Both.
Served as a manager after he was done playing.
Williams.
Born in the month of August.
Williams.
Wife's name is Helen.
Babe Ruth.
Failed to get 3,000 hits in his career.
Both.
All right, I don't believe he was on the phone.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Had more career hits.
Babe Ruth.
Wore a number in the single digits.
Ted Williams.
Sorry.
All the way to number 9 again? Unbelievable. Now, how do we not have a winner time off?
This is it. That was it.
That's it? No.
We got to go to break.
No.
Unless Jason's got one other one for us.
Jason, another one?
Guys, we're done. I'm tired of seeing people lose.
All right, that's it. I'll give the answers out or come back and give the answers.
Let's come back.
All right, we'll come back. We'll give the answers.